I set my alarm clock to sleep and wake at 5:30 so I could roll over, take a pill, and fall back asleep. I leave to a bed on the nightstand as a glass of water every night. I could feel the pain in my leg, my hand, when I stretched over to take the drug. I feel it in my back, too, and sometimes in my shoulder. The water always tastes warm and fuzzy. It hurt me to hold the pillow in my right hand. I close my eyes at 4:32. I hated that damn alarm clock. And taking the pills early still wouldn't make pain go away before I woke up. I knew that. But I took them anyway. And I tried to fall back asleep. And I dreaded 5:30 when I'd have to move. At 5:30, I couldn't wait any longer. I couldn't be late. We couldn't have that. And so I'd finally swing my legs to the floor. I put on my bathrobe and moved into the kitchen. The trip to the kitchen lasted for hours. And picking up the milk carton from the refrigerator hit like hell. This wasn't supposed to be happening, not to me. I poured the damn milk. I wiped the tears from my chin and sit down for breakfast. The doctor doubled the doses, and he was amazed that I needed this much. He told me to follow the directions strictly. You can't take these in the morning the way you have been, he said. You have to take them with food. That doesn't help when I'm crying from pain in the morning. But I could get an ulcer, he'd say. And I wouldn't want that. Of course not. I just wanted the pain to go away. Take one tablet 3 times daily with meals. Do not drink alcohol while on medication. Stick with food or milk. Do not skip medication. Do not take aspirin while using this product. Do not operate heavy machinery. May cause ulcers. All I had to do was get to the morning. The mornings were the hardest part. Just take a little more pain, and by the afternoon it would all be fine. Just fine. An hour after the pill was when I started to feel dizzy. I stared at a computer screen that would move in circles, back and forth. I wanted to grab the screen and make it stay in place, but I'd look at my finger and they would just go in and out of focus. I'd feel my head rocking forward and backward. I couldn't hold myself still. I'd sit at my desk and my eyes would open and close. Before I knew it, 10 minutes passed before, and I remembered nothing. I could have been screaming for 10 minutes straight, and I wouldn't have known it. Or crying, or sleeping, or laughing, or dying. I had just lost 10 minutes of my life. They were just taken away from me, ripped away from me, and I could never get them back. And I could still feel prison, the pain lingering in my bones. I stood up at night and just stared at the bottle. It was a big bottle, because the doctors knew I'd be on these drugs forever. Hadn't it been forever already? I'd open a bottle, look at a pill. They looked big, pink and white. And then I'd think, one tablet, 50 milligrams, could put me to sleep in the morning, could make me dizzy, could take a part of my life from me, and think about what the other 36 could do. 1,800 milligrams. It could kill me. I wouldn't want that. Of course not. But just think, the bottle wasn't even fine. May cause ulcers, may cause dizziness, side effects may vary for each patient, may cause weight gain, may cause weight loss, may cause drowsiness, may cause irritability. Medication may have to be taken consistently for weeks before expected results. If effects become severe, consult a physician immediately. I began to count. In the morning, I took 8 pills, 1 multivitamin, 1 calcium pill, 1 niacin pill, 1 fish oil capsule, 1 garlic oil pill, and 1 pink and white painkiller. I was special to have, because you need a doctor's permission to take those. And then it's a diet salt of one, starch blocker of one, it's called a fat magnet. As if the diet pills weren't good enough. But I still took them. And then I began to watch the clock. Take a pink and white at 1 in the afternoon, a different color at 5 o'clock, another pink and white at 6 o'clock. And then there was also usually sinus medication that I'd have to take every 6 hours and then 2. Or was it 8 hours? I started to watch the clock all the time. I bought a little container for my purse where I could always have my medication with me. When I'd feel my body start to ache again, I'd look at the clock. It would be 15 minutes before I had to take another pill.